for those words. That, Lord, by our belief in you, Lord, you're in our midst. Lord, your word says where two or three are gathered, you are in the midst of us. That, Lord, you have the power to heal. Lord, you have the grace to forgive. Lord, we thank you that we come to a God who is loving and kind, slow to anger and abounding in love. Heavenly Father, we come to your word now. Lord, may it just spark something in us which draws us closer to you. Lord, may it just speak into our hearts that we may see you afresh. We ask this in your name. Amen. Amen. I remember hearing a story once, and it was of a small boy called Johnny, and he was at a school run by nuns. And he got to Christmas time, and they were asked to paint the nativity scene. So all the children painted the nativity scene. And the nun came over to Johnny and said, "Johnny, that's a lovely picture you've got there. What have you got there?" And he goes, "Well, I've got Mary, and I've got Joseph, I've got the baby Jesus." He said, "That's a cow, that's a sheep." She goes, "What's this black dot here?" He says, "That's the Christmas flea." She went, "What? Tell me again, Johnny, who have you got there? I've got Mary, I've got Joseph, I've got baby Jesus, I've got some cattle, I've got some sheep, and that's the Christmas flea." She went, "I don't remember there being a Christmas flea in the story." Yes, there was. You said that an angel came to Joseph and said, "Take the child and his mother and flee and go to Egypt." It's bad, isn't it? It's bad. But I'm going to preach this morning again, the same passage I preached last week. Our passage is from Matthew chapter 2. Starting at verse 13, it's down to 23. I'm just going to read part of it. "When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. 'Get up,' he said, 'take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him.' So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophets, 'Out of Egypt I will call my son.'" So I want to preach the same passage I preached last week, but I want to tackle it from a slightly different perspective. Because this morning I want to focus on one word in this passage. One word that comes up a few times, and it's that word, "until." God says to Joseph, "Go to Egypt until I tell you." Until I tell you. Go to Egypt. We looked a few weeks back at Joseph. If you were here on the 22nd, we looked at Joseph then. I looked at how Joseph was someone who was able to respond to God. God says to Joseph, "Mary is going to have a child. It is going to be the Son of God. Don't divorce her." And so Joseph says, "Okay, I'll get involved with this." And Joseph actively chose to get involved with what God was doing. I said a few weeks ago, the fact that if Joseph hadn't got involved, Jesus still would have been born. Jesus still would have come into the world, but Joseph would have never known anything about it. He would never have met Jesus face to face. It would have happened and completely bypassed him. And he would have missed out on what God was doing. But because he had eyes to see and ears to hear what God was doing, he was able to respond and join in with God. And in the same way now, we see Joseph is still a man of this same character, because God comes to him again and says, "Now, Joseph, is the time to get up and go. Leave where you are and go to Egypt until I tell you." Imagine the faith that must have taken. Not only have they come down from Nazareth and Galilee, all the way down to Jerusalem and been hanging out there for a bit, and going, God, you know, he's now being told, right, you need to go over to Egypt. You've got to move house. You've got to move home. Very stressful. You've got to move house. Not only just down the road, but you've got to move house to another country, to a different culture. You've got to take a small child with you. You've got to set up your own business again. You've got to set up and make new friends, do new things. You've got to go and change your life radically, because this is what I'm asking you to do. And I'm going to ask you to do this until I tell you otherwise. Until I say something otherwise, that's what you're called to go and do. Leave everything you've ever known and go and be somewhere completely different, because this is what I need you to be doing right now. Because this is part of my plan for Jesus, and part of my plan to keep you safe. And sometimes the things of God, the things that God calls us to do, can seem utterly ludicrous. When Joseph heard that, that was been like a, really? That's like all the most stressful things you can do piled into one moment, right there and then. He's going, really? But when we see what's happening, God says, this is to keep you safe. That sometimes we enter into seasons of life which we don't quite understand, but it's God saying, I want to keep you safe. I want you to be here until I've got something else planned. Until something else is ready. Until the right thing comes about. Until that point in time, I want you to live in this season of life. And living in the until can be really quite frustrating. Living in a season of life where it's the until can be really annoying. Can be really, really hard. I had a friend of mine who was an elder in one of my previous churches. When I was thinking about being called to ministry and I was thinking about what to be doing with my life, I spent a year working in Pershore as a youth worker and was looking at what I was going to do in terms of training for ministry and those types of things. And I was saying to Richard, my friend who was in the church, and I said to him, I kind of feel I should be moving forward. I feel that I can see the future of what's going to be, but I just don't think that's right to be moving into in the here and now. I said, I just don't feel that I've been called away from where I am. I said, I'm not quite sure what to do with this, because I feel like I'm meant to be moving forward, but I feel like I should be staying still too. And he said to me the great words of wisdom that he had. He was a very wise person. He said to me, Pete, if the command hasn't changed, then don't move. If the command hasn't changed. He said, if what God said to you previously, he hasn't said something new to you about that yet, then you keep doing what God's been saying to you to do. You carry on until God says otherwise. You keep doing this faithfully until God says otherwise. Until the command of God changes, that's when you change. You don't go, I've got a bit bored of this now, now I'll change. It was until the command of God changes, until God says otherwise, you keep doing this. You keep being faithful until the right time. Until the next season that God has for you. And I was like, wow, that's profound words of wisdom. So until the command changes, don't move. And so for us in church, as people of God, we can be going through a season of life going, oh, when will it end? We can go, oh, I've been doing this job in church for so many years now. Oh, just when will it end? If the command hasn't changed, you keep doing it. Because you do it until God says otherwise. We're called to live in the until. For Joseph, he had to carry on living in Egypt, away from his friends, his family, everything he knew, bringing up a family, different language, different culture, all these things. He had to do that until God said otherwise. And God did say otherwise. Because later on, God comes to Joseph and says, okay, Joseph, now is the time to go back to your homeland, go back to Israel. And Joseph goes back to Israel. And it says initially, Joseph looks to settle in Judea, south of the country, sort of around Jerusalem, Bethlehem, his very old home where he's from. And actually, God says, don't go there, go back up to Nazareth, go back to where you are from. Imagine going back to Nazareth in Galilee, having, when he left, his fiance was pregnant, and they then went away and never came back. The scandal of it all. To go back to Nazareth and go back to Galilee, that's been like such a hard thing to do, because you go, oh my life, what are people going to say? I left with a pregnant fiance who I wasn't married to, and now I'm going back. I've been in Egypt for a few years. They're going to think the worst of me. They're going to think I definitely had done something bad and naughty. But he goes back there because God says they came out of Egypt to fulfill the prophecy of God, and went back to Nazareth so that Jesus would be a Nazarene as the prophecies spoke of. You see, this season of until in Egypt was a season of fulfilling God's purposes and God's plan. They could have gone, oh, I don't want to do that. But it was about fulfilling the plan of God. It was the until, the fulfill. It was the waiting until God's promise came to be. They came out of Egypt to fulfill what God had said. Now, several things could have happened here. Joseph could have heard the word of God come, saying, go to Egypt, and he could have gone, nah, I'm good, thanks. Don't want to do that. That seems like a lot of hard work. I'll just stay here. I'll just stay still. I'll just do what I've always been doing. I'll just stay still. And if he had done that, what would have happened? There would have been death. When we stay still as people in life, and we don't travel through the seasons of life, we just say, I'm going to stay still and do nothing, it always leads to just to death. There was death that was waiting if they just stayed still. If they didn't respond to the word of God, there was death. Because the word of God brings life. And so the word of God comes to them, and he responds, and in responding, they find life. They find a life, which they wouldn't have found if they'd stayed still. So he finds life. So he goes to Egypt, and there in Egypt, settles down with his family, new job, all these types of things. And the word of God comes again to him and says, time to go back. Now, it would have been very easy for Joseph to go, well, you know what, God, actually, we've got it all sorted here. I've just got settled. I've just got all my friends, just got my house sorted out. You know, Jesus is doing really well as a child, doing really well at school. You know, he's in a great school, good catchment area, all these lovely things. Moving now would be a silly time to move. This is the wrong time. Come back to me a little bit later, and then we'll move then. He could have got comfortable in the until. He could have gone, actually, I'm quite happy waiting around for God to do something eventually. I'm just quite happy waiting, because if I wait, I haven't got to do anything. Because I'm just waiting around, I haven't got to do anything. I can sit here and just ignore God. I can sit here and just wait and hope that God doesn't come to me. And that way I can just get away with not having to do anything. Because I'm waiting for the word of God. And he was waiting for the word of God, and he was in a season of waiting. But he wasn't using the waiting as an excuse. It says, Jesus says this later on in the Gospels. Let me find the verse now. In John's Gospel, Jesus says this. Don't you have a saying? It's still 4 months until harvest. I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. He's saying, you've got a saying, which is basically, oh, there's still 4 months till harvest. Oh, we'll do it later. We'll do it tomorrow. There's still 4 months till harvest. No, we know we ought to do harvest, but it's 4 more months. He's saying, open your eyes, people. Are you actually being aware of what God might be trying to say to you, what God is trying to do? Are you actually aware, or are you going, oh, I'll do it tomorrow, God. Oh, I'll hear your voice tomorrow. At some point, in the next year, next year, I'll follow you. Next year, I'll look for your voice. But this year, we have a bit of a year for me. And next year, we'll do God's stuff. You know, I'll do it eventually. When it starts happening, when I start seeing it happening properly, then I'll get involved with it. Because there's 4 more months till the harvest. You know, I don't need to do it right now. And Jesus is saying, open your eyes. God is speaking all the time. God is always speaking into our lives. Are we going to be responsive to him? Or are we just going to go, oh, I'm waiting for God. Waiting for God. And again, a few weeks ago, I was talking about Joseph again. I was speaking about how in the Isaiah passage about Emmanuel, it's talking about a king who is saying, I'm not going to ask what God wants, because if I do that, so I've already made a plan in my own heart what I'm going to do. So if I ask God, I'll have to change my plans. See, are we going to listen to what God has to say to us, follow what God wants for us, or are we going to do what suits us? Listen to God maybe occasionally. Maybe we'll take that big step of faith one stage in our life, but not again. Joseph hears the word of God, responds to fulfill God's plan and God's purpose, not only for his life, but for the life of Mary and for the life of Jesus. He is responsive to hear God. We have to have our ears open, our eyes open, to hear what God is saying to us so that we can be ready to get involved whenever God says to do so. Living in that place of waiting, but in that place of readiness. It says in Ephesians about having our feet fitted with the shoes of the readiness of the gospel of peace. Saying, have your shoes on. Be ready to go. Be comfortable where you are. Be at peace Enjoy the season that you're in, but always have your shoes on, ready for the next step. Never get comfortable, always be ready. Enjoy the season that you're in. Joseph settled down, he had his family, he's got involved in what was going on around him in the season of until, but he always remembered he was in the season of until. With shoes ready, with a peace to go, when the word of God comes, when the gospel comes, I'm going to respond and get involved and move when God says. Are we fitting our feet with readiness, with the gospel of peace, ready to respond to God, having our ears open to respond to God whenever he speaks? There can be many excuses. We can get comfortable. God wants us to understand the season of until, to live through it, but recognize that there is a future promise that comes out of living through that season of until. And really, the whole gospel, the whole story of God is a story of until. You might remember me speaking at the weekend away about, it's a very sort of classic thing in theology, about the understanding of the between the two trees. We have two trees at the front of church this morning, living between the two trees. That actually life is between two trees. The tree in the Garden of Eden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and the tree of life in Revelation at the end of the scriptures. And before the fall of man, before the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, everything is perfect and right and as it should be. And after the tree of life, everything is good and perfect and as it should be. But between the two trees, we live in the until the fullness of God comes to earth. Until the fullness. And in the place between the two trees, in the until, actually, everything's messed up. Everything's not as it should be. When we say the world's not as it should be, we go, yeah, you're right, it's not as it should be. Because until perfection comes, until heaven comes, until that day, there's still going to be sickness, there's still going to be pain, there's still going to be sadness, there's still going to be hurt, there's still going to be things which you think, oh God, why? But God says, one day there is a day coming. If you put your faith in the word of God, in Jesus Christ himself, you have the hope of the until. You have the hope of the fulfillment of what will be, that one day everything will be as it should be. Or we can talk about as the now and the not yet of the kingdom of God. That Jesus came to earth into the middle of the until, into the middle of the two trees. And he says, the future looks like this. If you put your faith in me, you can experience something of that future in the here and now. It's like you can experience something of the fruit of that tree of life in the here and now. To help get you through, to help sustain you. You can eat from the tree of life in the here and now. You can experience something of heaven now. But because it's now and not quite yet the fullness of the kingdom, it doesn't always happen. It doesn't mean that everything's now fine and sorted, and if you're a Christian, your life's fine and everything's wonderful. But it means you can put your trust in Jesus, and you can see miracles take place, and you can see a piece of God that comes into your life, which is incredible. Because you know that you're waiting in the until God, until God acts, until God moves, until I am with him and I see him face to face. That is when everything will be as it should be. Are we prepared to live in the until of life? Are we prepared to recognize that maybe we don't move on in our Christian life? Maybe we can't move forward in our Christian life until something changes in us. Actually, maybe God is saying, I want this for you, but until you change, until you open your eyes, until you hear the word of God saying, now is the time to move, you'll always be where you are. Are you going to take that step of faith? Are you going to respond to God? Are we going to live with our ears and our eyes open to respond to God's word so we know when to move into the next season? I pray that for all of us, we'll be able to negotiate the season of until. Just like Joseph was able to live in the place of until. And we see earlier on in the scriptures it says, Joseph didn't consummate his marriage until Mary had the baby. He was prepared to wait for what he wanted until the plan of God had come about. He was prepared to let God be the person who negotiated the seasons of life. He said, the season of life is this. And when that season has happened, it allows my promise to come into being. Are we going to let God take us through the seasons of life to fulfill all the promises that he has for us? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'd help us live in the until. That, Lord, you'd help us respond to your word. You'd help us have ears that are open and eyes that are open to hear your word. So, Lord, we know when to move forward so that we move forward into life. And, Lord, we know when to move again back to where you want us to be so that your plans can be fulfilled. Lord, if the command doesn't change, let us remain where we are. But, Lord, if you're speaking a new command, give us ears to hear. Let's not become comfortable in the here and now, but recognize that there is something greater for each of us. Lord, let's not use the until as an excuse. Lord, let the until not be something that needs to be changed in us. Help us see what you're doing and help us move forward. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the fact you've died on the cross for our sins so that we can taste a future hope in the here and now. Lord, we thank you that you are coming soon. Lord, we live for your kingdom and your glory. Bless us now in your name. Amen.